I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
I consider myself a cook. I'm honored that they refer to me as a chef.
Today's guests are Claire Reynolds, Director of Community Relations and Outreach for Keet Public Broadcast Station, and Marie Janice Wilkins, owner of Bless My Soul Cafe, Catering, and Specialty Sauces. Claire and Marie have been working together to produce a piece that is part of a series that highlights local chefs in Season 2 of North Coast Cuisine. Claire, what inspired the series on local cuisine?
Well, we have so much great food here. There's such an abundance of local produce and some really fine restaurants here locally. The cooking show format is a popular format, so it seemed like a great opportunity for us to invite our community members in and have them show us how they do what they do. And also, it was a great opportunity to talk to our local food producers as well. So we just wanted to highlight some of the really plentiful abundance here of good food and get to know the people who feed us.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think eating local is gaining such popularity lately?
Well, I think people are becoming more and more aware of the impact that all of our consumption has on the environment. And so to buy food and eat food that's grown here locally, not only are you having a little bit less of a carbon footprint if it hasn't been shipped in and refrigerated, but also your food's fresher. And I think too, like depending on what you grew up eating, your tastes are different. And as we get back to the type of food we were eating before, lots of pesticides and, you know, picking fruit before it's ripe and storing it for a long time, I think we're sort of remembering how good food can taste when it's fresh. And so I think our palates are changing a little bit, as well as our consciousness about our environment, the environmental impact of our food purchases.
Yeah, I think you're right. I know I've had the experience too of going into a grocery store and buying things and bringing them home and going, this just didn't really, maybe I've forgotten how to pick fruit out. I don't know. That just doesn't taste right to me. And then discovering how good food tastes when it's locally grown and comes right to my plate.
Yeah, now that heirloom tomatoes are on the market, I can start buying tomatoes again because my dad grew tomatoes growing up. And so I know what they're supposed to taste like. And for most of my adult life, I wasn't able to find those. And so it's great to be able to eat tomatoes that taste like tomatoes again. Mm-hmm.
And what's the format of the show?
It's a half-hour show, and so each chef cooks three dishes, and then we have a field segment from a local food producer, either a farmer or someone who's manufacturing a food product. We interview those folks and take a tour of their farm or their factory and learn how they do what they do and why they do it.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, I'd like to move on to Marie because she's going to be one of the guest chefs. Do you use locally sourced products in your restaurant, in your cafe?
Yes, I do use local products. But I really do not like the title of a chef because I consider myself a cook. I'm honored that they refer to me as a chef.
And what dishes are you going to be preparing in the show?
I'm going to be preparing a coconut chicken with my sticky love sauce, which is one of my products, shrimp and andouille saute, and a platter salad with tofu salad dressing that's to die for.
I think you've got all the animals covered there. I think you've got the sausage animal and the chicken and the tofu, too. And so is Matthew Schmidt's tofu going to be featured in the show?
Yes.
Great, and that's the tofu shop.
Yes, the tofu shop. His tofu is the best.
It is the best.
Yes.
And how is it different to cook food for a TV show versus cooking in a kitchen? I'm just imagining bright lights, maybe a little nervous.
It gets very hot.
Uh-huh.
Different kind of hot. You sweat a lot, but it's fun. It's fun. Cooking basically is fun, either at home, in the restaurant, or for a TV show.
And do you just imagine yourself teaching somebody how to cook?
Always. Uh-huh. I'm always teaching.
Yeah.
When I shop in the markets, I'm teaching because people are always asking me how to make this, how to make that.
Uh-huh.
And my husband says, I don't want you to go shopping because it takes me 15 minutes, takes you 2 hours.
I have the same experience. I see somebody pick up ginger and I'm like, did you know you can put that in the freezer and then you always have fresh ginger? Mm-hmm. And it's just my husband's kind of rolling his eyes. Why do you have to engage people like in the grocery store like that? But it's fun, isn't it?
It is fun. Yeah.
Claire, could you tell me who is featured as some of your local chefs, and also tell me a little bit more about the field segments?
Well, we've got chefs from Brick and Fire Bistro, from Kyoto Japanese Restaurant, Bless My Soul Cafe, obviously, and also The Groves down in Myers Flat. We've got Larapin and Luke's Joint. So we've got great variety of chefs, and each chef, based on what the chef was cooking on the show, we went out into the field and interviewed the people that were providing these raw materials for the chefs. And some of the people we visited were Mary Keene, the founder of Cypress Grove Chef. That was such a treat to go see that factory and hear how she's got her start. And we also met with John Severn from Little River Farms, Ian O'Reilly from I&I Farms. We went to the Arcata Farmers Market and looked around there. We talked with Thomas Meager at Riverbend Cellars. And we also went to the tofu shop because Marie made a really fantastic salad dressing with tofu.
His shop's pretty amazing. I know that I've saw more soybeans there than I've ever seen in my life. You know, because that's it. You know, the big sacks of soybeans, and he's making the tofu right there in the shop.
And it's such a streamlined process, too. I mean, just from putting the soaked soybeans into the cooker to having pressed out tofu takes about half an hour.
Yeah, it's super clean, too. Everything in there, there's like nothing extraneous in the whole building there, including the garbage. You know, he's got his garbage streamlined as well.
That's Matthew.
One can of garbage for the whole factory. And it's a residential size garbage can. Mm-hmm. I was just blown away. They put out their curds, a local ranch. Rancher comes and picks them up and feeds them to his cattle, and it was really impressive. The best part about making these local programs is getting to meet the amazing people. You know, we get to talk with people who are really inspired and are doing things that they are passionate about, that they love, and that's just such a joy, and it's great to be able to share that with the community.
Yeah, and Matthew's so into his trip, and he's such a laid-back, soft-spoken, wonderful person. I loved being around him when we were in the Food Works. He was my neighbor down there, you know, and every time I felt like a little depressed, all I had to do was just go in there and look at him.
That's a lot of great relationships were made down in the Food Works, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes. And I was sort of the new kid on the block when I came in there because all the others that were there were all well established at that time.
When do these shows air, and what if people have already missed some of the ones that have aired? Is there another opportunity for them to see them?
Well, they're airing Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 9 a.m. We'll probably be re-airing season two again sometime in 2012, but we also do offer DVDs of the program as well.
Okay. Well, that's great. And I really appreciate this opportunity to talk with Marie Janice Wilkins from Bless My Soul Cafe and with Claire Reynolds from Keat TV. Thank you very much.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and I forgot I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.